Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 after Mountain Home defeats Bentonville West by a score of 54-42. Let's take a look at the final game stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home ended up with two players in double figures. Peyton Husky leading the way with 18 points, 16 on the ninth for Emma Martin, and 9 points for Kate Gilbert, and then four for Leah Jackson. Three on the evening for Emily Payne, and 2 points each for Addison Yates and Anna Grace Foreman. One player in double figures for Bentonville West, that is Shania Wilson with 18 points. 9 for Samantha White, 8 for Jada Curtis off the bench before she fouled out of this contest. And then 7 points on the night for Anna Cash. Ties and lead changes were early on in this game. Two ties, four lead changes. But boy, Mountain Home, once they got going, you know, they just never relinquished the lead afterward. Eight turnovers though for Mountain Home as compared to six for Bentonville West. I know that's something I'm sure the Lady Bombers will want to work on before their next game Thursday night at Russellville. But Mountain Home does get the victory and improves to 6-3 on the season. Bentonville West will drop to 3-5. And that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the first portion of our doubleheader. Again, Mountain Home defeated Bentonville West tonight 54-42. We'll start the boys portion of our broadcast in about 4 minutes from now. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.